Welcome to Out of the Office. I'm your host, Kaylin Spickler, bringing you ideas for your next Out of the Office adventure.
If you've got to get that bird's eye view of the valley.
Off the couch and away from video games.
If there was one event I would keep inventing, this is the baby.
Got a few things in store.
Every month we sit down with business owners, regional experts, and everyday people to talk about all there is to offer in the Roanoke region.
That's the thing, right? Like, there's always so much fun stuff to cover on a podcast.
My favorite day.
They're having a blast.
We are loving it.
So we are here with Out of the Office and at the Libraries, Episode 3. My name is Caitlin Gills. I'm the Marketing Manager for Roanoke County Public Library, and with me I have Kaylin Spickler.
Yes, I am happy to be here.
Yes, so we're so excited. It's a beautiful day out there. It's a little windy, little rainy,
yes.
But I think summer, spring weather is definitely right around the corner.
I agree. I have seen this post about how Virginia has 12 seasons,
yes.
And I think we're in that, are we deciding if we want to be spring or not?
That's right. I agree with you. I think that we are, and hopefully we are, because as much as I love a good snow, I'm done.
Yes.
Like, I'm ready. I like the flowers, the daffodils, the tulips. I'm very happy to see all that.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes,
so
we're officially in second quarter of the year. So that means winter has to be behind us.
That's true. That is true. And with that, it means summer reading is 60-ish days out.
Okay.
So, whoo, it'll be here before we know it.
Yes.
So that'll be super fun.
Do you guys have a countdown like people have for Christmas?
A little bit, yes. I keep putting it in our weekly update, and staff is probably terrified of it because they're like, oh my gosh. So, but I think we are so ready. We have so much fun planned for this summer. And next episode, we will definitely do a deep dive into all the cool stuff that we've got going around at the county libraries this year.
Yes. Well, I'm excited to learn more then, and I hope that everyone else is just on the edge of their seats waiting to hear.
I know. I'll give one more teaser.
Okay.
Before we really get into it. So we're bringing back the community reading goal. We started that during COVID, and then we just hadn't done it the last couple of years. So this year we are, and what do you think? Give your best
guess on
what you think it's going to be.
Is this a number of books or number of pages?
Number of books.
Okay. Gosh, probably like in the tens of thousands?
30,000 is our book.
Wow.
Yep, that's our number for the year. So everyone get your to-be-read list out. Be ready to check out books at the library. Remember, you can use the app, RVL Mobile, and find all those books that you want. So yeah,
yes.
That's our summer reading teaser right
that's
off the
exciting.
Bat.
Yes, well, so, we got to start off strong.
That's right, yeah. So here's why the library is beyond amazing, in my opinion. I mean, I'm a little biased. I've been going to the library forever, along with a lot of people, and of course I work there. But if you're trying something new, the library has totally got you covered. So for example, next week I'm getting chickens.
What?
You know, why not? And let me tell you, the library has helped me on my journey to find things from our online databases to the physical books, and then even books to read to my children about like raising farm animals,
yeah.
Which here we are. So they're excited about it. And plus I get to count those titles for 1,000 books before kindergarten for my littlest one. So if you don't know about that program, it's super fun. They get prizes along the way, and they read 1,000 books before kindergarten to get a certificate and a bag and books and toys. So it's super exciting. So if you have little ones under age 5-ish, mm-hmm. sign them up.
Okay. So where is your little one at?
My little one is like it's 6-something.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're doing good. He'll start, let's see, he's 2.5. So we have some time.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I will say with my first, I was more diligent because we had just launched the program and I was like scanning all those books. And now I'm like, I didn't log yesterday. So, but it's super easy. You just use the Beanstack app. It automatically tracks it for you. You can scan the ISBN numbers. Super, super easy.
Wow, that's so fun. And you're really just getting started with this one, so you have plenty of time.
Right? Yeah. Yep. But even if you're not, you know, if you've got someone about to go into kindergarten, sign them up because there's milestone prizes. So why not? Like, it's super fun. They get little toys like bubbles, stampers, shaky eggs, lots of fun stuff. So it's an awesome program for kids.
Very fun. I love that. I cannot wait to hear how the raising of chickens goes.
I know. Yes, but there are many great books on raising chickens that we have. Like, little did I know, like, all these things. Like, Apparently the sun reflects into the chicken's eye and that's what has them lay eggs. Who knew? Oh, that's what I learned. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
The more you know.
Exactly.
The more you library.
Exactly. So it's just great. There's really something for everything. Like if you're looking at Universal Class, there's hundreds of classes on there for free. Wow. As far as like Excel basics, raising animals from dogs to cats to fish, you know, having your children take care of them, art classes. Like it's a wider variety of things. So it's really cool. Like we've got the digital and then the print media. It's great.
That is very awesome. And I feel like everybody needs an Excel refresher when you
right
hit, like adulting.
Yes. All those formulas. Maybe we should have paid attention a little bit more in that class because they definitely come into play.
Yes. Well, the library has us covered.
That's right. Good to know. Yep. And if you need the hands-on experience, we do offer those as classes too throughout the year for programs. So, or you can just stop by anytime with your questions or call and make an appointment and we'll help you.
Well, and that reminds me of the one patron feedback that you all received a couple weeks ago where someone was used to coming in for their Wi-Fi hotspot and then basically they just missed you.
Yes.
So they kept coming in.
I know. So sweet. We did have a patron checking out a hotspot regularly and then they were able to get internet at their house. So that's super exciting. And then, they got, now they just come in for books and we're one of their favorite weekly stops. So it's so cute.
That's very sweet. Yes. Well, and that's a perfect example, one, of the wide range of things you all offer, but then also just how that becomes such a crucial part of people's lives.
Right. Yeah. We definitely are more than just books. It's not your grandma's library. You know, we've got the teen spaces where they can come and have a safe space to hang out, the children's area with the train table and toys and all of the picture books and weekly crafts, the adult areas with the computers or laptops that they can check out and use at the library, and Wi-Fi hotspots to take home if they need that connectivity. So there's definitely a wide variety of things.
Yes. Well, that's awesome. And speaking of wide variety of things,
just this week we hosted our Eclipse parties. They were super fun experiences. All the kids had a great time looking at the eclipse. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's definitely a memorable experience.
Yeah.
So we're all about, you know, doing programs that are a wide variety of things.
Yeah.
And speaking of the outdoors, something fun at South County and one of your favorite spots on the trail, the science lab, the teen science lab folks are going to be setting up this station on the boardwalk.
Okay.
And it's going to have a 3D printed stand. So you'll walk up and you'll hold your phone on the stand and you can take a picture and then you'll scan a QR code, send it along, and then we'll have a time lapse to view how the environment changes over like the seasons, over time. And that's just really cool to see. I don't know where it'll be set up, but hopefully the library will be somewhat in the frame and, you know, we'll get to see the wetland trail and all the changes and probably wildlife and all that fun stuff. So super cool.
Yes. Well, and I'm so glad you brought that up because I have been walking on that trail and I have just really wanted to be more intentional with walking during the spring, especially because I did it like a few weeks ago, probably even 3 weeks ago at this point, and things were just starting to bloom. And
I was beautiful down there right now.
Yes. Yep. I was like, within the next couple of weeks, like every day, I know this is going to be changing.
Yep.
It is blooming so much. So that's such a fun idea to have a time lapse.
Yep. Now you'll have a purpose to go down there and take those photos. So we can't wait to see how that turns out.
Yes.
So, and it's part of a larger project too.
Okay.
So our senior library assistant in the teen center is very passionate about science. So she found this and it's great. It's going to be super fun.
Good. That is so fun. I can't wait to see it. Yeah. I know it'll be a long project.
You'll
need that much footage.
I think it'll be up a year, and we'll capture it from probably end of May to next May.
So, wow. That is such a good idea.
Yeah. I think it'll be a great community project.
Yeah. Well, and that's something that involves everyone.
Yeah.
Aw, very fun.
I know. So also at South County, we have a quilt show up on the staircase, and they're miniature quilts, and they're really cool. There's one with cats, there's one with waterfalls, like very detailed. So it's the Tava quilt exhibit. Okay. And it'll be up during operating hours. So it's really pretty. So, you know, get your walk on and then come in and cool off to check out the quilts.
Very exciting. Okay, so who were these made by?
They were made by the members of the Textile Artist of Virginia.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And I am like trying to envision just how you make a quilt that has a waterfall.
I know. Yeah. Lots of little pieces and details. Yeah. So you've got to come see them. They're really cool.
Yes. I'm excited to see them. I know we are due up for a Kaylin visit to the library.
That's right.
So I will be excited to see them when I'm there in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. And to end the month, we do have our book sale. So that's coming up. Okay. Everyone loves the book sale. So it'll be Saturday the 27th through May the 2nd, but closed on Sunday.
Perfect. And can you remind me, do you all do that every quarter or is it 6 months?
Semi-annual.
Okay.
So, and it's hosted by the Friends of the Library. They do all the sorting, the organizing, the setup. And it's their main fundraiser that helps fund the summer reading program.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that's very exciting. I know that'll be a hit because people can stock up on their books for summer reading.
That's right. They can get their little bit of the piece of the 30,000 books, like at the book sale, support the library in both ways. Yes. So win-win.
Yes, that is so perfect. How many books do you all typically have for sale?
Oh, do I know this?
Like
answer?
Hundreds?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thousands?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll put a gift in that 30,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, that is very good to mark my calendars and hopefully others' calendars.
Yeah.
Because my to-read list is growing, partially because I am still not reading.
Oh, no. I was going to ask you what you were reading this month.
I have been reading the same book that I've been reading since like middle of January that I'm really only 20 pages in.
Oh, no.
But we are approaching the season that I read the most in. So I still remain optimistic. I know I say that every month now, but the optimism grows.
Yes.
What are you reading? And you're especially what are you listening to also?
I know. What am I listening to? I'm currently listening to Joanne Fluke's Hannah Swenson Cozy Mystery Series. Okay. So I think I'm on number 3 or 4 of them. This one's about blueberries, and it makes me very hungry when they read out the recipes. So everyone asks me, they're like, when you listen to recipe, like, cozy mysteries, do they read them out? And I'm like, yes, they do, and sometimes I have to fast forward because if it's at night, I get very hungry. I'm like, nope. Or I just, like, start adding everything to my grocery list.
Yeah.
So no one, I don't need that.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, that's true. You could just have the, like, Kroger app up while you're listening and just like, add.
Blueberries, flour, sugar, all the things. They're very good. They're also Hallmark movies, so I've seen some of them.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes that's nice, sometimes it's not, because you've already got a character pictured in your head, and then they describe the character, and you're like, oh!
That's true.
So.
Hallmark is always good, though. You can't go wrong.
I know. It's fair. It's very true.
So, what other fun is happening?
Let's see. So, we do have last time I talked about the teen art show.
Yes.
So, stuff still due, so this is a final call for all the artwork from teens. It doesn't have to be done at a library program. It can be done at school. It can just be done at home. Mm-hmm. And then it can be on exhibit at South County for their art show reception on April 27th.
Okay.
So if you need additional details, just go to our website, and we have an art show link under Explore, and you can find out all the things.
Very exciting. Yeah. I know that's really special for kids just to have their artwork being shown and to have strangers be like, this is great.
We planned it on the first day of the book sale, so that gets in extra patrons, and they always like to come up and see the works. Plus, there's refreshments, and who doesn't love a refreshment?
I know, because often that means sweets.
Exactly.
All the good stuff.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a very great event to have marked in conjunction with the book sale.
In May, we have our next mystery night event. As you know, it's very popular, super fun. RVTV does great skits with our cast. And sometimes I have to step in if someone can't be there.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's always fun. But this time it is a high tea, and it's Mother's Day themed. So join us for tea, conversation, and murder.
Oh, wow.
I know. Dun, dun, dun.
I was going to say people will be showing up in style.
That's right. Yeah,
very fancy. High tea. But with that additional layer.
I know, they might want to stay away.
Yeah.
But not really.
Yeah, we got to come.
I know. So this is a ticketed event, and it also is a fundraiser for the Friends. So tickets are $20 for members and $25 for non-members. And it's just a super fun night, and we'll have food, mm-hmm. of course, because that's our theme this
yes.
week. So we'll have food, and everyone gets to go around to the stations and question all the suspects.
Wow.
So it's just a fun night.
That's fun. That's like Clue brought to life.
Exactly. Aww. Yeah. And it's definitely for all adults.
Okay.
So younger, older. Yeah. It's always a good mix of people.
And when is that? You said May.
Yep. It's May 10th at 6 p.m.
Wonderful. So
tickets go on sale April 8th.
Okay. So. All righty. Very soon.
Yes.
Get the popcorn ready.
I know.
And the brain's thinking.
Yes. You'll have to take all the notes to figure out who done it. So yes. It'll be a super fun night. And I can't wait to see who done it because I don't know.
You don't know?
No. And the cast will not know until.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's even more fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's definitely fun. So, and it's library staff from all over the system. So you'll see some familiar faces or maybe someone you don't know. So it's a great time to meet new people.
Yes. And that's always good. And Bailey, people may start recognizing her from all of the monthly reading recs from Bailey.
That's
will
right.
she be Bailey, starring?
AKA Detective Klutz.
Okay.
Yes, she's
very
our
great.
Detective. She plays that role so great. So she loves doing it. And she wrote this. So
whoa.
I know. Yeah. She's very talented when it comes to this because.
You're not writing the script?
No, I'm not writing the script. So kudos to Bailey, because for sure that's definitely an endeavor. So
yeah. Wow, very fun. Yeah. Library, always so well-rounded.
I know. So another fun thing that we have at the library that some of you may know about and others may not is the DigiLab.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are spring cleaning and you find boxes of cassette tapes or VHS tapes, photos, negatives, you can make an appointment right at the Vinton Library and go to the DigiLab and digitize it all. And then it cleans up some space and just gets it on a flash drive for you. So bring your own flash drive or device to save it on. And it's been great.
Yeah, that is really great. That was something that my family and I were just talking about this past weekend, was about how we have taken all the family videos and put them on DVDs now.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how just with the newer laptops, they don't even all necessarily come with DVDs.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about then what do we put them on? And it was like, okay, I guess a flash drive.
Right, yeah. And this is a free service. You just have to have a library card and you can come make an appointment. And yeah, it's super nice.
Very
and it
nice.
Definitely clears out some clutter.
Yes. Well, and I also feel like at this point, so many of us have issues with the Apple storage or just storage
yes.
on your phone. Because
I know. Mine's full. I need to go through my photos.
Yes.
And it's just, I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I need to.
But that's a perfect opportunity to go through stuff, spring clean, not only like physically, but also digitally.
Oh, yes. For sure. I know.
Awesome. I know that we talked about last time the adult-ish group.
Yes.
And I would love to hear an update on what's happening with that over the next month.
So this upcoming month, they have anime in the auditorium and games for adults. So they'll play like Splendor or I'm trying to think of some other ones, like Ticket to Ride, stuff like that.
Okay.
So super fun games that are new and upbeat, or you can pull out the old games. Like maybe someone wants to play Monopoly. I do not want to play Monopoly.
Be there for hours.
Yeah. Yep. I do. Nope. No Monopoly
no.
for me. But you know, we have those, so they are available. So that those are our next two ones. And then this summer, I'll do another teaser because I can't help it.
Yes.
We're gonna have a glow night for the adultish, and it'll include some kind of, you know, glow sticks and laser tag and all that fun stuff.
Wow.
So. That'll be fun.
That is very fun.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. Yeah. I will mark my calendar for the laser tag one in particular.
Yes.
Game nights, like you said, Monopoly, I get impatient.
I know, I can't do Monopoly. I will play almost every other game under the sun, but
yes,
not Monopoly.
In my family, we have to set a timer in like the few times that we play Monopoly.
Yeah, my husband's brutal about it, so he just taking all the fun out of it.
Well, there is also that.
Yes. Yep, he always goes for, what, Parkway Place and the other blue one.
Whatever the big ones are.
Yep, the big ones, and then it's no fun.
Yes.
Put all the hotels on them, and then we're done. So.
Yeah, then there's, like, really no point in even playing anymore, right? But it still gets prolonged.
Yeah. So speaking of games, okay. I thought we'd introduce some games to our podcast.
Yes, yes, yes.
So this one, you know, we're going to do a book title game. Okay. So I'm going to give you a title, and you have to replace one word. We apparently are all about food this episode. You have to replace one word with a food item.
Okay.
So your first one is The Great Gatsby.
Oh, The Great Gatsby. The Great Pickle.
There you go.
Like pickleball.
What about Charlotte's Web?
Charlotte's Cupcake.
There you go.
Yeah, little Charlotte needs a cupcake.
And Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Oh, this one I could have fun with. Harry Potter and the Goblet of... I just keep thinking of fruits. Like, I want to say, like, grapes.
Oh, that's funny. I was thinking salsa or queso.
Oh, that's even better. I like that. That works.
And what about Little Women?
Oh, Little...
I know. It's so silly.
Like, that time I thought Chicken Nugget, but I'm like, little Chicken Nugget. That is such, yeah.
There you go. So, Okay. Good job.
That is fun.
I know. So, next time, we'll see what the game is. It won't be food related.
Okay. So, we'll change up the game every time.
We will, yes.
I love that. I love being the person who gets to do the game.
I know, right? I thought you might would.
Thank you for letting me do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps up our third episode of Out of the Office and at the Libraries. I do hope to see you at a library near you at some point this month. And continue reading. Don't forget to download that app, RVL Mobile, and check out all your books.
Yes, you don't want to miss out.